Are you going through life with no purpose at all? Are you wondering why we're even here? Does the Bible have the answers? It sure does. We're going to look at those answers in just a moment. You're listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. For joining us today on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We're honored that you joined us and you are a part of our program. I want you to take your Bibles if you have the Word of God, and I want us to turn, if we could, to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. John chapter 1 is a familiar passage of Scripture, but it explains to us who Christ is and how we can know that we have eternal life. John chapter 1, the Bible says in verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I want us to take a moment, if we could, this morning, and look at this expression, and the life was the light of men. Now, God is the giver of life. We read about this account in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. God made man from the dust of the earth. God made man and gave man life. He breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. You know, life is under attack today. But the Bible says God is the giver of life. And by the way, God is also the taker of life. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I've come that I might have life, that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. The thief has come to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus has come to give life. John chapter 1, verse 4, in him Jesus is life. And the Bible says that life was the light of men. It is the Lord that makes the difference in our life. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 4, think about this. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, we find a great truth about our life. If we are Christians, if we are born again to know Christ as our Savior, I hope there's a time in your life you've prayed and asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior. You've recognized your sinful state. You recognize that you cannot save yourself, not found in religion. Eternal life is not found in baptism. Eternal life is not found in good works. Eternal life is found in Jesus and Jesus alone. He is life, and he is light. Let's think about some things. Number one, this morning, let's think about Jesus, the Creator. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the pre-existent one. In the beginning was the Word. This beginning does not speak of the beginning of God, but the beginning of God's creation, the beginning of time, the beginning of time on earth. In this beginning was the Word. Now, Jesus is the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were created by him, the Lord Jesus, who is God. And without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus is the Creator. Think about this for just a moment. Jesus is your Creator. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. In this passage of Scripture, we find a conversation within the Trinity, speaking of the very creation of man. Let us make man in our image. We are created in the image of God. The Bible says in Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Jesus is the Creator of all things. Jesus is your Creator. Now think about that. If Christ, if God is your Creator, it means you were created with a purpose. Evolution teaches that there is no purpose, that we were evolved, that we were an accident, and we have no purpose. But the Bible says that God created us on purpose, for a purpose. We were created by God. Number two, Jesus is the Creator. Number two, Jesus is the Completer. Jesus is the Completer. When we look at life from the eyes of humanity, it doesn't take long for us to realize it doesn't make sense. Think about our world and how our world perceives life for just a moment. Think about Robert Frost, the cluster of faith in 1962. He said, "Forgive, O Lord, my little jokes on thee, and I'll forgive thy great big one on me." He's talking about his life. Ashley Brilliant said, "My life has a superb cast, but I can't figure out the plot." Someone said, "I think I've discovered the secret of life. You just hang around until you get used to it." Jim Carrey said, "I think everyone should get rich and famous and do everything they have ever dreamed so they can see it's not the answer." Someone said, "Why torture yourself when life will do it for you?" Abraham Cowley said, "Life is an incurable disease." This is the questions that people ask. Questions of our generation. What is the reason? What is the purpose of life? And we know that money and fame and all the material gain has nothing to do with completeness in your life. Jesus said, "For your life consisteth not in the material gains or the money or the material gain of your life. Your life is not found in what you own or what you have." Solomon is writing, searching for meaning in life. He's looking for meaning in life. And Solomon is searching, he's writing, and he's asking the same questions maybe you're asking today. He says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 14, "I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That the crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered." I mean, Solomon went through his life looking for the answers. He went through his life looking for the meaning of life, the purpose of life, and he tried wealth, and he tried women, he tried popularity, he built cities, he built buildings, he did all the things that our world would classify as success and completing. But the reality is that he didn't find purpose in these things. Our world today is searching for the meaning of life. Our world today is searching for the purpose of life. Our world today is looking for and desiring completeness in their life. And where we find the answer to these questions, why are we here? How do we get here? Where are we going? The answers to the most pressing questions of our life is found in the Bible. And the answer is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to save us. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The completeness of life is found in the person of Jesus Christ. This life was found in Christ, and this life is the light of men. John is saying that Jesus is life, and this life which Jesus gives completes and satisfies our life. Man was created to glorify God. Sin has separated us from God and from our true purpose. And man today desires to commune with God. Man desires to know God. Knowing God is only found in Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." I believe every person is born with knowledge that there must be of God, must be a God. The Bible says that God lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And men are not naturally taught to reject light. Think about creation. And I'm recording this in my office at Kitchener Baptist Church. I'm looking out my window, and it's a little chilly out there, but it's beautiful. I mean, you can see the trees behind the pond, and you know if you've never been to our property, you need to just come take a look. It's a beautiful sight, and the grass is starting to get green. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. And you think of the complexity of our world. You think of the complexity of a single cell. You think of the complexity of the human eye. You think of, you know, the creation, which we see every single day and often take for granted. God lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You see, we have light today. And the first area of light is creation. God has given us creation to declare the glory of God. The psalmist said night after night, day after day, it doesn't stop speaking. It's constantly talking about how great God is and how good God is, that he would create this world for us, that he would give us sunshine and he would give us rain. And even the ungodly, even those that mock his name, even those who curse and blaspheme the very precious name of God, he still allows the sun to shine upon them. He still allows the rain to water their fields. That's how good our God is. And so we have creation to reveal who God is, the light, the goodness of God. We have our human conscience. Written in the heart of man is the law of God, the Bible says. And the law of God declares that, in the Bible, it declares for us, the law of God, that there are particular things that God does not approve of. You know, stealing is wrong, and we know that. We know it's wrong. It's written in our heart. Murder is wrong. We know that. It's written in our heart. So God wrote his law in our heart. Our human conscience, shows us that there is a God, and he's a God of order, and he's a God of morality. He's a God of good. And creation declares that he's a God of power and that he's a God of might. And then there's the Word of God. I have in front of me my Bible, and I use my Bible a lot. It's a wonderful book of help and direction for our life and your life. And we have our Bibles, and our Bibles teach us who God is. You're able to look at your Bible, and you're able. It's a living book. It's quick. It's powerful. The word quick. In our King James Bible, the word quick means living. It's alive. It's a living book. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. One man was interviewed. He was an atheist, and he began to read the Bible. And as he went through the pages of the Bible, it quickly became evident to him that this was a living book. And they asked him what his opinion of the Bible was. And he said, the one that wrote this book made my heart. He knows everything about me. He knows my thoughts. He knows my actions. He knows what I do and why I do it. And this is because the Spirit of God breathed. He breathed the words of the Bible, the word inspiration. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. The word inspiration means God breathed. Now think about in the Bible when it uses that illustration of God breathing. God breathed in man's nostrils and he became a living soul. Jesus breathed on the disciples and they received the Holy Ghost. When we think of that expression of the breath of God, it creates life. And the Bible says that God breathed his word. It's a living book. It is alive. You could go to the greatest library in this world, and millions of books are on display, but none of them compare to the Bible, because the Bible is a living book. It is quick. It is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And so God has given us light. He's given us light. And this light is to direct us to who he is, and that he is the completer of our life. Jesus is the completer of our life. Listen, friend, you will not find satisfaction in this world. What did Solomon say at the end of his life? He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. This is the very whole of man. This is the completion of man. The reality is that we find our satisfaction in Jesus Christ. not in church, not in religion, not in good works. We find it in Christ and Christ alone. Christ, who is our life, Paul said. He wrote to the church at Philippi, said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Jesus, the creator. Jesus, the completer. Now, let's think about this for just a moment. Let's think about this. Jesus, the conqueror. Jesus, the creator. Absolutely. Jesus, the completer. And then think about this. Jesus, the conqueror. The Bible says in verse 5, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." The darkness did not defeat the light. The darkness could not siege or overtake the light. The word comprehend is from the Latin language. It means to siege. "There was a man sent from God," the Bible says, verse 6, "whose name was John. God sent a man, John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He entered into the world. He preached the Lamb of God that would shed his blood for the world. He preached that all men were to repent of their darkness and come to the light, that they would have eternal life in him. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, and all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not." I think all great innovations are built on rejections. I believe that to be true. The world is filled with religions today because of their rejection of true light. Think about it. People say, "Well, why are there so many religions in our world today?" It is because people have rejected true light. And how sad, the Bible says that humanity has rejected the light that God has given. Humanity has rejected the guidance and the understanding that is given to us through creation, through our conscience, through the very word of God. They rejected the revealing of the very promised Messiah. God sent a messenger to cry in the wilderness, and yet man still rejected the Messiah. In verse 11, the Bible says the Jews rejected him. The creator God who gave men life, the creator God who came for us and has given us a purpose, the creator God to give us eternal life and abundant life, was rejected. Why? Well, the Bible says in John chapter 3 that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Men reject light because they love the darkness. Men do not want to be reproved, verse 20. They do not want to come to the light, so they reject the true light. I want us just to wrap this up this morning here. God wants you to know the light. He wants you to have life in him. And the Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 21, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light." Listen, to do the truth, to follow truth, is to follow Jesus, to come to Jesus Christ. He is the truth. He's the light. He's the life. And if you want eternal life, if you want to be born again, if you want your sins washed away, the Bible remedy for our sin is not a denomination. It's not church. It's not, you know, tradition. It's not good works. It's not baptism. The answer is Jesus and Jesus alone. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today, then listen, friend, Christ wants to save you today. He wants you to have eternal life. He wants you to have a home in heaven. He wants you to be with him when this life is over. And if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, you know that you're a sinner. You've sinned against God. Would you call upon his name right now? "Lord, I know I've sinned against you. Lord, I know I deserve hell, but wash my sins away. Give me eternal life. I believe the gospel. Christ, please save me." The Bible says if you pray that from your heart, if you pray and ask Jesus, if you call upon his name, then you're a Christian today. You have eternal life. The Bible says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord." walk as children of light. We want to help you. We want to send you a Bible and some information to help you grow as a Christian. Please contact our radio program, timelesstruths.ca. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your prayer requests as well. You can find all that information on our website, or you can give us a call, 519-579-2236. We'd love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for joining us on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry.
We're glad that you joined us for this week's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that stands on the preaching and power of the Word of God. We would love for you to worship the Lord with us. We meet on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. If you would like to send your prayer request to Timeless Truths, we would love to pray for you and with you. You can email your request to prayer@kitchenerbaptist.org, or you can reach us by mail at Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Once again, that is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. If you have been helped by this ministry, we would love to hear your story. Call us at 519-579-2236 or connect with us through our website at timelesstruths.ca. There you will find beneficial resources and hear more helpful messages from Pastor Jerry Burns. We hope that today's program has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for almost 10 years. If he can be of any spiritual help to you or your family, please let him know. Thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time when we open the Bible and discover God in His timeless truths.
Weak ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. And whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith, anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your first weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets Friday nights at 7 p.m. at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. For more information, call Michael at 226-336-7680.